November 6. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, Matthew 7:15. In Deuteronomy 13:1-3 also, we have a solemn warning from God to His people, to protect them from false prophets. In these end days we come across many such people. Whenever God speaks to anyone, He speaks in accordance with His word. We are given the Bible for the same purpose, that is, to understand all the mind of God, 2 Timothy 3:14-17. In verse 16 we read, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The whole Bible is inspired by the Spirit of God. When the Lord rose from the dead, He referred to the Scripture to show to the disciples traveling towards Emmaus, the purpose for which He came into the world. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning Me, Luke 24:27, 44. The Lord Jesus Christ used the whole Scripture. Those who are false teachers and false prophets take a few verses and apply them to suit their teaching. I thank God He saved me in the beginning of my Christian life from false teachers who were going about to deceive new believers. I never knew who they were, but they were so kind to me. They invited me to their homes for tea and food. Later on, I discovered that they used those means to deceive me and misguide me. When I found that they repeated the same verses from the Bible, I knew something was wrong. I was not carried away by their dreams or visions about which they spoke to me. I wanted to meet those people who used passages from the whole Bible in their testimony, ministry, and service. There was another thing that protected me from their deception. I found that the whole life of the Lord Jesus Christ was lived in doing God's will. By doing God's will in every matter, we can please Him and serve Him. I began to put the same question to those people. How do you find and know God's will? They had no answer. They could only tell about signs and miracles. When they said, "God spoke to me," it was only a lie, because they could not prove it. Just saying God spoke to me is not sufficient. Scripture says in Romans 12:2, we have to prove how and when and where God spoke to us and what the evidences are of His showing His will to us. It is by these tests that we can make sure it is God's voice and not man's voice. All revelation must be in accordance with God's word. We have to compare Scripture with Scripture on any subject. We know in the end days there will be many false prophets trying to deceive people by dreams, miracles and visions, but we should not be carried away by them. We have to make sure that they know God's mind, will and word. Our safety is in loving the word of God, trying to find out the proof of everything, finding God's will and making sure of it by every possible evidence. Take warning from Matthew 7:22, 23, 24:11,